The late Bill Cordham, deservedly, has his name attached to a beautiful trail along the Sonoma coast, but he also started a push to protect some of the county's most scenic paved roads by designating them as heritage roads.
This is an idea that Bill Cordham brought to attention of a number of folks, and the idea of the heritage roads is to have some roads that we choose not to improve for any type of highway or increased vehicle access because they are scenic in nature or have more of a rural character to them.
Denny Rosati is the current leader of Sonoma County Conservation Action and worked with Cordham in forming this concept. It's an idea that is now written into the county's general plan, notes Supervisor Shirley Zane.
Unfortunately, we don't have anything in the budget to address it right now, but it is part of our general plan, and we are going to possibly be looking at it come June. It's not an urgent need, but it is a need, and I'm all for maintaining the character of those roads.
So the concept is essentially a placeholder right now, until the supervisors can budget some staff planning time to flesh it out. That's a precursor to actually defining which roads will wind up getting that designation, says Gary Helfrich, executive director of the Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition.
There is no list yet because the county has to establish a criteria and a nomination program for these roads. Ones that we've used, though, as examples are roads like Coleman Valley Road, King Ridge Road, Rammel Road down in South County, Chileno Valley Road. Those are examples of rural heritage roads.
These roads are scenic, but they are also old and, Helfrich notes, often in poor condition.
Some of them may be in their final stages of failure. Coleman Valley is a good example of that. That's barely more than a little bit of asphalt thrown down on the dirt. Everybody, regardless of your mode of transportation, has some issues on these roads. I mean, rough road surfaces are dangerous for all road users, and pedestrians really have a hard time because often the drainage is just ditches, and where do you walk?
But with a heritage road designation, says Supervisor Zane, these roads could be maintained to a different standard.
There's a whole design that comes through the Caltrans code where you can maintain heritage roads. It still makes it absolutely safe to drive on, whether you're on a bicycle or whether you're in a car or whether you want to walk alongside of it.
And fresh pavement on the roadway surface is only part of the process.
When roads flood, they degrade very rapidly, but also the vegetation. Yes, we've put significant money into maintaining the culverts, and then we've also put significant money into maintaining the vegetation so that people can actually see when they go around a corner in terms of oncoming traffic.
The key, Zane adds, is doing all this while also maintaining lower speeds for automobile traffic so that everyone can share those rural byways safely.
Because we know that when we increase speed on a road, that's what actually kills people.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.